KQED.
Every year, California farmers spray more than 150 million pounds of pesticides to keep insects from ravaging crops like almonds, oranges, and grapes. But when those chemicals drift onto farm workers and nearby communities, they sicken people, hundreds each year. State lawmakers tried to address the problem 5 years ago, but new laws don't appear to have made much of a difference. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
John Steinbeck made the town of Weed Patch, just south of Bakersfield, famous in the grapes of wrath. Today it's home to farm workers like Delgadina Ruiz, whose tiny living room is crowded by a dingy mattress covered with medical bills. Ruiz and her friend Julia Rojas are rifling through the bills, totaling thousands of dollars. Early one morning in July, both women who were pregnant were bunching onions in an organic field. A sharp odor wafted in from a neighboring apple orchard. Rojas started vomiting. Ruiz developed a debilitating headache. Eventually, emergency responders decontaminated 11 workers in a special tent and sent five of them to the hospital. Julia Rojas.
We never thought this would happen. We work in organic fields. We came here to work, not to be poisoned.
The Kern County Agricultural Commissioner investigated and fined the apple grower, Haas Farm, $10,000. He also fined the organic company, Grimway, because its foreman didn't move workers out of the field quickly enough. Rojas and Ruiz say their hospital bills have yet to be paid by workers' comp. Meanwhile, Delgadina Ruiz says she's worried about the long-term effects.
We still don't know if it will affect the baby. That pesticide smelled horrible.
Any incident involving pesticide drift is problematic. It's illegal, and we have to do better. Having said that, we do have sort of the human condition to contend with, and mistakes do happen.
Marianne Warmerdam, a former lobbyist for the California Farm Bureau, heads the state's Department of Pesticide Regulation, DPR. She says California has the toughest pesticide enforcement in the nation.
If you take into account the thousands of applications that occur in California every year, we still have a remarkably compliant agricultural sector.
From 2000 to 2007, the most recent data available, an average of 37 agricultural pesticide drift incidents a year have made people sick. But DPR officials acknowledge their database only includes cases when pesticide drift victims show acute medical symptoms. The agency doesn't keep track of how many people are simply exposed to pesticide drift or long-term health impacts. Teresa DeAnda of Californians for Pesticide Reform says most incidents aren't even reported.
It's a bigger problem than Sacramento sees, definitely. Everywhere I go, to all of the rural communities, everybody has a story to tell about being drifted on by pesticides. It's that they were outside barbecuing or that they were having a birthday party. It just happens so commonplace. People just don't report it.
10 years ago, DeAnda was one of about 180 residents exposed to a soil fumigant that drifted into homes in the Tulare County town of Early Mart. The fire department rounded up those who were vomiting or ill at the middle school football field, asked them to strip down, and blasted them with fire hoses.
And it was just incredibly invasive and just so inhumane the way they did that. When I think back to that night, it was just horrible.
These kinds of high-profile incidents pushed lawmakers to pass new pesticide drift legislation in 2004. It requires counties to better prepare emergency responders to handle pesticide-related incidents, but only about half of California's counties have developed those plans. The law also requires growers to pay medical bills for pesticide drift victims who don't have insurance or workers' comp. So far, due to lengthy appeals and an unclear enforcement process, no grower has paid under that law. Since it took effect, the number of incidents statewide doesn't seem to have changed much. San Joaquin County Ag Commissioner Scott Hudson says government oversight is important, but farmers also need to be part of the solution.
It's far more effective if growers can kind of, in a sense, police themselves. It's kind of like a neighborhood watch program.
Shall we roll?
Welcome. Thanks for taking
about 300 growers gathered recently in Stockton through today. A new initiative called Spray Safe. Mike Harder, a ranch manager from Lodi, presented a voluntary checklist of things growers can do to prevent pesticide drift, putting flags up to let neighbors know when spray rigs are in the fields, investing in nozzles that emit larger droplets less likely to waft off the farm.
There's no rules, there's no regulations, there's nothing new. It's just a commitment by you guys to do whatever it takes to make a safe, proper application of chemicals.
Farmers say pesticides are expensive, but they'll continue to spray because consumers expect produce free from blemishes. And as suburbs expand and edge up against rows of cotton and grapes, conflicts over pesticide use, including pesticide drift, will likely continue. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
Next week, we'll hear how residents are monitoring pesticides in their neighborhoods. To see pictures, visit our website, californiareport.org.